A Memorial Day ceremony was held Monday at the Veterans Monument on the lawn of the Yancey County Courthouse in Burnsville. Walter Savage of Sergeant E.L. Randolph, Chapter 57, Disabled American Veterans, read the names of two servicemen who were killed in action and whose names were added to the monument. Seaman Iss Renfro, killed October 18, 1918, in World War I. He's buried in Arlington National Cemetery. And Sergeant Kevin Atkins, killed in Afghanistan, March 12, 2006. He's buried in Yancey County. Savage also urged our government to honor those who have been killed in service by taking care of those who came back from war, sick or wounded.
The best way to honor the dead is to serve those who lived, came back home sick or wounded, and they would have us to reach out to their brothers and their sisters in arms, especially those who feel the greatest need. The cost of freedom is a permanent one, and the federal government should step up and take that responsibility. Our government will send our young men and women off to war with a cheer, but when they come back broken and bleeding, some politicians resent the idea of paying the cost. This is a dreadful, horrible wrong. The cost of dealing with the lifelong impact of military service is part of war. Our troops coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan have some of the most devastating injuries our veterans have ever survived. Long after Iraq and Afghanistan are written into the history books, the wheelchairs will still be rolling. For these men and women, the wars will never end, nor can our nation's commitment to their well-being. So I ask you to remember Memorial Day theme. The best way to honor the dead is to serve those who lived but came back home sick and wounded. Yet today we have veterans who must wait in line to be seen at the veterans' hospitals because they have no health insurance. Our government needs to fully fund the health care of its veterans. It would honor our war dead by serving those who lived but came home sick and wounded and restore the spirit of Memorial Day. God bless our armed forces and God bless America.
Walter Savage of Sergeant E.L. Randolph, Chapter 57, Disabled American Veterans. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.